Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Bruce Thiel, Senior Manager of CBiz MHM. Our topic today is fiduciary responsibilities of not-for-profit organization board members. Bruce, what are a person's fiduciary responsibilities as a board member of a not-for-profit?
A fiduciary's relationship is designed to meet the needs of the organization, and the fiduciary has to act without regard to his or her needs, and to make sure the organization's resources are used to achieve the purpose of the organization. This is accomplished through exercising the three D's, the duties of care, duty of loyalty, and duty of obedience.
So what responsibilities does a board member have under the duty of care?
Board members are expected to exercise reasonable care in the organization's planning and decision-making activities. In this case, reasonable is what a prudent person might do in a similar situation.
What about the responsibilities under the duties of loyalty and obedience?
The duty of loyalty means that board members must set their personal interests aside and always act in the best interests of the organization. Information of the organization must never be used for a board member's personal gain. The duty of obedience means that a board member must be faithful to an organization's mission and act in ways that are in line with the organization's goals.
In what ways do board members carry out these responsibilities?
Some duties of board members include strategic planning, evaluating the mission and programs of the organization, policy approval and review, evaluation of the executive director, succession planning, and risk management. Board members are also responsible for monitoring the financial health of the organization and ensuring that there are adequate financial resources.
Thank you, Bruce. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on Up and Atom with Andrew and Jack for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.